and they can be realized in different ways. But let's start with a really simple one, and maybe not all the containers, then that's the way to go. And then, and then have that use case drive it. And yes, lo and behold, we have a company and it works this way. Yeah.
Well, that's what David's trying to do with the, you know, play within a play way that I think gets a little bit entangled, but is with this hosting company idea, right? Because what I think there is agreement, at least in whether or not it's the exclusive way to go, that there's an agreement that it would be interesting to take one sort of toy company, I mean make one, and you know, and see if it can actually fly and do some reasonable work. And so I think David particularly has, you know, he has a hypothesis kind of, you know, based on his own understanding of autocatalytic processes and so forth, of how to do that. And that's kind of another way to go, is that we start a small company, or we take a small, you know, a band of people who already are our community, mm-hmm. and try to sort of work with them in a consultative way, mm-hmm. to build something that works. I mean, and by the way, I don't know, where'd this one come from? Where'd this thing come from?
That is the current, David's and my current version of the operating agreement we're using.
We revised it
last week.
For the hosting company or for...
No, this would be for one of the companies that's being hosted, not the hosting company itself.
Okay, all right.
A hosted company.
Okay. So this was, I found this very interesting as I went through it, thinking about this from the standpoint of if I wanted to start a company that was sort of, you know, pure production-y, you know, would I like it, right?
Yeah.
And generally, I thought it was interesting, and I didn't mind the point system at the end of each. Like, one of the things that's hard here, right, in all of David's ideas, is that you sort of contribute your work, and then later on the community values
right.
it, you know, and you've got to sort of depend that the community was fair in valuing. But if it's only a quarter, if it's each quarter, right, then you're not going to get that screwed, right, if it goes bad. But one of the things that I found, for example, that was interesting to me, and was this thing about, you lose all your points if for three consecutive periods you don't earn any points, okay? Like this one, okay?
You can't sit in the sideline.
You can't sit on the sidelines ever.
Yeah, I mean, there's an embedded assumption, like a social norm in that, right?
Well, there's a social norm of you can't sit on the sideline, but there's also an opportunity for the community to throw people out and take all their points. So it's just... I mean, one of the things is...
That's a classic example of something that where the hosting company could offer alternative on how long that period is, for example.
That's a container question.
Really. Right, or whether indeed you discount down to 50% but never below 50% or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, so this is an alternative way to approach things, right, is we could take some little community that wants to do some work together, and we could take this as a model, just this thing here, right, and figure out where the sliders are, would 10 talented people do something together, under some agreement.
So
this
could be the potential use case.
This could be
a variant of it. This is sufficiently well specified.
This is sufficiently well specified to at least show you where the sliders would go. Let's say that, okay, so each one of these is making clear a dimension, and then it's taking a shot at where on that dimension. But
the listing is fairly actually it maps on to some of the traditional stuff right. to some degree, partly because I think it is simple about what it's task oriented in a way that makes some of those things simple.
Well, but then you could also ask yourself. In Earth sense, you could say, okay, if I'm actually working in a community or imagining a real community, or let's say this is for a group that's going to work on Wikipedia, okay? Like, what if there was a group that they want to use Wikipedia, but they're going to ultimately publish a book of that, okay, or something else?
There is.
What?
Someone published the German Wikipedia.
Right, there is. Right. But let's say you had, anyway, you get what I mean. I mean, what I'm trying to do is say, can you get a set of real people? Can you look at, first of all, how they'd like this? But and then can you also say to them, well, what else is happening implicitly in your community that would need to be reflected in some kind of agreement among yourselves, or that's already a norm, okay? But it's not stated in here. And, you know, and from that work to an expansion of this that would...
I think it might well be a good use case or some version of it. I think we've got to resolve some of the questions that Urs has raised about.
You but know, you can simplify it, though. Yeah. I guess that's not a bad idea. So just start to really flesh that thing out and test sort of.
Use it as part of our programming assumptions.
Right.
Okay. Well, Peter, we're thinking about perhaps using your form as a programming target.
Okay.
Well, another one here, just to take it further.
Procedure. Lunch will be brought in shortly.
Okay.
So we will have
bed.
Okay. Well, just to take one more on this thing to illustrate what this raises, liability of members. Okay, is the general category of liability to somebody? Okay. So you know, another alternative here is that you have to buy insurance from the open source insurance company. Reputation-based open-source insurance company, you know, to back.
The rates vary
right. The rates vary on your performance. To back your external agreements.
Right.
You know? you're essentially also. I mean, you're using it's kind of a rating company. I mean, it's almost.
Standard & Poor's. Yeah.
Yeah, Standard & Poor's of performance.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have something like that, right?
Well, yeah. Or what happens if the rating of this whole community goes below a certain level?
Okay. Okay.
You know, and you've got all your points in this thing, and all of a sudden you're screwed up.
Or performance bonding. I mean, you know.
Yeah, performance bonding. Yeah.
Which you see in all kinds of contexts. Okay.
So each of these has an implicit category that's broader than the options that are shown here.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. But it would be quite a fascinating thing to think about what that.
Well, we want to know the categories. Containers or architecture.
Yeah.
Okay.
David?
Jim, I'm about to go in a tunnel, so I'm going to go out and play in a second, but I just want to point out that the requirements document draft, which is actually from last June, was written with something like this particular operating agreement in mind.
Yep.
So just at least as a checklist to go through and ask yourself, is this something that we would need in our system or not? That can serve that role as well.
Great.
Right.
So you generally agree with this approach we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, I don't think there's any possibility that a system like this can guarantee that, you know, these companies will never fail or that no one will ever betray anyone's trust and so forth. And I don't think you can bond or insure something unless it's sufficiently numerous and predictable that you can actually calculate the odds. But, that's not at all the same as saying it wouldn't be useful for groups to be able to come together online and produce value together. And we even thought about having the hosting company be a virtual company itself as a possibility. I'm not sure whether that is something that you can consider in terms of collecting a group of people to build your software platform using the very same relationships we're talking about here.
We've talked about doing some of that at various points along the line, about setting up an initial... One of the interesting questions about that is then how does that company become provide benefit to its contributors if the idea is to have an open source possibility for the outcome of the law lab. So one of the tensions in that has been if we use this approach to fill in the blanks in our architecture, how do we provide enough?
But as a guarantor. I mean, it goes back to that's where it provides it, okay?
Remember that even if the goal of a collective enterprise was not to make a profit, it can still be valuable to have collective control over whatever resource has been created. I mean, a commons is collectively administered thing, and to enforce an open source license, you need to be able to assert a collective ownership of the copyright. So. Yeah. I don't think it's incompatible.
Yeah.
Do you think people would contribute just for reputation and the ability to control the open source license?
Well, that's the question. People do form.
They do that all the time.
People do it all the time. Yeah. Okay. And they don't even get that.
That's an empirical fact. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
all right. Then maybe that will.
Anyway,
I'm
seeing the tunnel, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks.
David,
thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
I mean, it goes to tomorrow afternoon's talk, the Wired magazine guy talking about.
Well, that's right.
You know, do you need monetary? You know, what's the relationship of monetary and non-monetary rewards in communities? And I think he's going to argue that monetary is more important, but you know, I think it's still absolutely clear, whether you say it's more or less important, that there's a lot of non-monetary.
Well, it brings us back actually to one of the initial models we discussed in terms of developing this software, mm-hmm. which is to develop a toy version of it, in effect, that allowed the establishment of a company whose goal would be to fill in lots of the other pieces of it, you know, to actually have people make those contributions. Toy being not a bad word, but maybe a...
Yeah, a good word, yeah, sure.
Toy is standing in the, yeah. in the yeah. experiments.
Okay.
In
the okay.
Toy worlds are good things.
Sebastian, you're needing to go.
I am.
He's gone.
Before you go, can Thank we you. Have your reflections before you go?
Sure. Let me pull up what I was writing. So what struck me as sort of interesting is I just wrote down sort of like questions that I have. So which companies or types of companies are these tools intended for? Specifically, I mean, it sounds like we're discussing like different types of companies where you have the traditional ones that we have and then sort of like a new market and new sort of cooperative ones. And I think in that light, if the tool is going to extend the current ability of the law or the current ability of the ability to form companies, I think it's essential that it enhances this sort of whatever the model is right now. Me not being a lawyer, I have no idea what that is. Versus, you know, just taking whatever the model is digital. I think that's essential. But you're going to have to adopt whatever it is that the current model is sort of to get the people that are doing whatever the current model is now into the system. Hmm. So there's some way you're going to have to extend it, but also adopt what's currently in the framework. So that's
yeah.
I'll leave that for discussion.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like selling, like we sold flights in the travel agency in the physical location and then replicated the model online.
Exactly. And then extended
book it online. And you have some benefits, right? Right. But that's kind of like the first step.
Right.
Option one.
But then, you know, allowing for the different types of,
interesting way to think about
you know,
it.
The then allow opening up your API, opening up the booking flights mechanism so yeah. that other people can hook into it and
right.
allow for things like Expedia and whatever to take that model a little further. The tool allows for formation, governance, dissolution. Are these not all defined at the formation? So you would put the idea forward of being able to allow for updates. I think that's also an essential.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I mean, it's really a question of the thing that the law brings to this, as opposed to just, you know, having some software that lets you talk to each other, is that the law puts a wraparound around it that's got enforceability. And that wraparound can either be very tight about very specific things that are going to happen, or it can be procedural about the way you're going to make it happen. And then the procedures allow you to update. And it's similar to the kind of, do you have a long constitution full of specific things, or do you have a constitution that says, here's the governance mechanism, and we'll figure it out as we go along. And I think that David's point was that you probably want something a little bit more like the latter than the former, which permits you repair and stuff. But there may be circumstances where you want some stuff to be more tightly bounded.
Indeed. And so the other one is that I brought up trust versus reputation, automated member tracking and attack resistance check trust metrics. And I'll send a link to Caroline
like
about that. And then the third one, the last thing I have was just sort of rolled out. And in the part of the current process right now that's not digital, part of the lawyer's role is to explain and to educate your client.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that part of the software is going to have this thing, like much like CMLP does, and I think there's two other projects that are currently out right now that sort of do this education and...
In fact, we may see whether Citizen Media Project is willing to permit us to use
a lot
of
legal guide.
Yeah, legal guide.
So I think that's
we'd want to tailor a little bit to a different context, but
yeah, I think that's essential in this because if you have, I think coming to this the end where things always end up in conflict resolution, if you can make people understand the agreement that they're getting to
Absolutely.
Into in the first place,
yeah.
I think that does a huge benefit to mitigating conflict resolution in the endpoint.
And may still be a role that lawyers have in this because the dissatisfaction with lawyers actually is measured isn't that they don't give good advice, but they're slow. And if they can become faster. Quick.
I'll be right there. Sorry.
No problem. I had to go talk to my wife. when
me too. That's who that was on my phone.
When we've purposely not come to the sort of software-y style decision making. But Jim, I know, has been giving a fair bit of thought to some of how this might work. You've given it some thought. One of the questions is in, as we begin to think about where would you go for tools to go to, you know, to do this? Do you do an expert system style thing? Do you do a widgety style thing? Do you go to John is laughing because he's taught me all these words. Do you go, and I'll misuse them. Do you go to the gaming software? One of the things that Jim has been looking at, I know a little bit, is some of the software that's been used in World of Warcraft, because World of, you know, the problems that people in World of Warcraft are solving for themselves are actually often these you know, they're setting up little project driven things, and that there may be some software there. So one of the things that we need to figure out going forward is once we figured out what we want the software to do, what kind of approach do we go to, and then B, where are we going to get people who are actually going to deliver on it? Are we going to do that, you know, try and do that in house? Are we going to hire some people? Are we going to ship it out? What is the specific of solving the problem? And I know Jim has got some suggestions of places we can talk with, and I think we just need to get that.
Well, the other issue is a real practical one of user interface, and that's why I was. Mm-hmm. Was high on having Lydia come over, is that...
Just to be honest,
yeah.
I think, honestly, thinking about that right now is way too far in advance. I think a lot of having the requirement... just having these like broad questions that are out there right now, thinking about the user interface right now can possibly be limiting in terms of what...
I hear you, but I think what we want to do is have the people thinking about it, you know, hearing where some of this is.
Yeah, I think you don't understand how I'm talking about user interface, how I'm talking about that in a sense, and what Lydia and her group are good at is kind of cognitive anthropology of the community, and then thinking from that standpoint of what sort of structures do you want to have people manipulate, and I do think that's really important. I think it's an important part of the dialogue now. It's not like, are we going to jump to, you know, buttons and coding, but you know, I think it really does make a difference, you know, at the highest level.
In terms of how you want to formulate your questions for the user, but I think that a lot of things that I saw talked about today, I mean, wouldn't matter one way or the other which direction you take the UI, or you take the formulating logic underneath.
I agree to some degree, which is why we've aimed it away from that. But I did want to, before, because, you know, part of what we'll be asking you about is, you know, where does that go?
The web forms, yeah. And something like that. You do some kind of web forms editor or something.
Well,
so
I would say the only thing that I would say about the application is that it would have to be, it wouldn't be a standalone application. And that may sound like an obvious thing, but that's one of the things that you want to point out the obvious. Like, it would be some type of application where it could be accessible to anyone online.
Right.
And the only problem with that is you'd have to be online to access it. So that is a consideration that you have to take into mind.
Well, I mean, but that's implicit in the cloud law
concept, yeah.
And that everything's available through the cloud, and then you can definitely bring things out of the cloud and have them accessible when you're not connected.
We're just trying to do an early pilot, a proof of concept. So there may be some kind of tools that are out there to pilot out a web form fairly easily. I gotta believe that. I mean, there were things like that 10 years ago.
Absolutely. You can take this questionnaire and turn it into a web form.
That's not a problem.
But I think that's not necessarily going to be the most useful tool. Well, I mean, it's going to be very conventional. If you want, you guys have looked at the stuff that the legal guide has done, and it steps you through like the stuff that, and it limits your options as you go through it. I mean, that's the advantage of that. Whereas a web form is not necessarily going to do that. It's not going to revise your options as you fill out the stuff that's already on top.
Well, okay.
I mean, it can to some extent, but it's not going to be the most intuitive action.
Well, okay.
Whereas if you go through, like, if you think of the old, whatever those books were, the Choose Your Destiny books, where you read a chapter and then it says, you know, you choose to go left, you choose to go right. And then as you choose to go left, it gives you a different set of options.
Okay.
As you choose to go right.
Okay.
I can't remember which one it was.
I'm glad to hear is that we're beginning to have the conversation, which is a great conversation, but I think is as you say, is maybe the next stage.
I think
I did want to at least plant seeds.
But I think these are all good.
Plant seeds and begin to think about where that'll where that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Other, you need to go?
Yes, I need
to. Take a sandwich on your way. we've got about a half an hour left, I think, in our schedule. Best ways to use that half an hour. I think that we're come back over some of the questions that we've been over. I feel comfortable in our my discussions with around here that in the traditional world, the lists that Peter's got, that I've got, that other people have, is actually a perfectly good starting point for thinking about some of these functionalities in the traditional world. And nothing has come up. I need to make sure we capture dispute resolution, a couple other things in there. But I think that essentially, we're not off base in where we are with that. To me, where it gets interesting is, I think, is the Earth's David, John, everybody else challenge here, which is, okay, what is it non-traditional? Because isn't that where a lot of the payoff is? And I agree completely that that's where a lot of the payoff is. I think the question is how to get there is going to be the interesting planning question. Is that fair, Earth? You feel?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and the interesting planning question is really also between now and the end of June, when a deliverable will be looked to by our funder. You know, what would be an appropriate demonstrable interim step that we can have at that stage?
Not to go quite to the deliverable, but to the sort of core competence we're trying to create here, I think is what's emerging for me out of this discussion, which is, if your core competence is, I want to understand new forms of organization as well as old, okay? And I want to find ways to co-evolve the legal system with new forms of organizations as well as old, okay? If you define that as kind of a core competence that we're on, the means, you know,
the means.
We can figure out what we can do in parallel, and we can figure out what we have to do serially, and we can figure out if we do small experiments or large or naturalistic or, you know, or more, you know, lab, you know, but that seems to me the core competence. So that such that a year from now, 2 years from now, whatever, we really know a lot about, you know, how to work with communities doing certain kinds of things. And make them effective and understand sort of the relationship of, it's really the relationship of community, of technical platforms, and of the law, at least, maybe there's more than that, that's part of it. So does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, actually what strikes me, and actually, Jim, you're saying really what I was thinking as well, but in a different way, is that the most interesting thing about our discussion today, from my standpoint, is the idea that we're focusing on new ways of people in these communities that we might interact, and sort of what problems they might be expected to have, or sort of what things they should be thinking about in terms of setting up their organizations up front. Sort of what we do all the time, but we're advancing that with respect to a specific kind of virtual, in the virtual arena, sort of thinking, okay, gee, this is how it could work for you. This is how you might be able to, here are your choices in terms of validating people, here are your choices in terms of creating trust, here are your choices in terms of making decisions as a community, and sort of thinking through how that all might work with respect to a virtual company in particular, identifying a bunch of additional issues and sort of helping them come up with a framework that really accommodates that entity in a way which my checklist doesn't even begin to envision. I mean, we're talking here today about things, questions, and answers that are, you know, have never even conceived of. And actually, I don't think David even, actually, this document, it really largely punts that question, because it comes under the decisions by members, which is kind of like, you know, but to the extent we can help with those decisions.
Right, this is your constitution, not a...
Right, this is a constitution.
Exactly.
It's very flat constitution. But anyway, so that's what really is intriguing to me about it, is sort of thinking through what it is. And sort of in terms of a deliverable, we could expand on sort of the thinking in terms of what an operating agreement might want to address in terms of a virtual company, in a sense, what are particular issues that might be associated with being a participant in one of these things, and think through that more than we've thought through it already. You guys are thinking through it now. That'd be really helpful, I think, people sort of trying to set these things up and go forward.
I think your statement of it, I won't other than agree.
All right, so we've got, by the way, we've got sandwiches. I don't know if any of you are feeling blood sugar.
Sure.
Before we...
Food's always good.
Yeah, food, let's
keep going, but get a sandwich here while we're...